You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our final corridor of the night. If you've been kind of snooping around the gig scene here, you may have seen a name called Where's Jai. They are basically a very young band in the scene, and man, have they been busy. They've already made an appearance on 95BFM's Fancy New Band, so if you'd like to go check that out, you can do so after the interview. I do believe that they popped up here in February, had an absolutely masterful performance. I've got one of their tracks off their latest EP, Avenues. This one's titled Citrus Mattress. Then we'll hear from them in a sec.
I wanna know that funny feeling. Why it comes like that, love's where it's at.
Where's Jai? My first question is exactly that. Where is Jai?
We never really know. Yeah, that is the question.
Got away with words, beg and take me anywhere. Blowing smoke through salty air. Won't slow us down. Got away with words.
That name kind of like spawned from... We had no idea what name to have, really. We had a very bad name. I think it was like Hysteria and... Nebula.
We sounded like a Def Leppard cover band or something with that name.
Yeah, so we were like searching for a name, and we just kept finding ourselves saying Weirdest Jai. He's the guitarist in our band, and he'd just always be missing for like practices and stuff and gigs.
Wander off randomly with no real purpose, just wanted something personal, so we went with that. It's stuck ever since.
That's basically it.
You guys have had a very busy year so far. You were last up here, I think, mid-February for Fancy New Band. You were crammed in Studio One. You've released an EP. You're playing so many gigs this month. You played a bunch of gigs last month, or maybe was it just one last month? A big fan?
Yeah, we
can't remember.
Yeah.
So many.
There's been a few, yeah.
And to top it all off, you're all like, what, 17, 18?
I'm 16. I'm the younger of the band, yeah. But everyone else is 17. Yeah.
So for you guys, how would you say this year has gone for you guys so far?
Very full on. A lot going on. We kind of just said like, right, let's go. And just have put our heads into it. And have just, no turning back or anything. It's been a blast, yeah.
Yeah, it's been very hectic with like juggling school and then band, and then people in our band have jobs and stuff as well. So yeah, it's just finding the time to get the practice in, do the recording, do the gigs.
Been a lot of learning definitely about juggling all of that management, and we're basically just taking the opportunity that we can. We've started taking gigs outside of Auckland, so we've done Whitianga and Waihee Beach recently, and where else? Whangarei. We did a music festival in Whangarei. So it's it's a combination of wanting to take on everything, but then also juggling it all, balancing everything. But it's a blast, man. So much fun.
Before we move on, we should say that you can go check out Where's Jai May 24th EP release party, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, that's the one.
Yep. Big fan.
Yep.
It's an all ages gig as well, too.
Yes, all ages. Yeah, bring your babies. No, maybe don't do that.
What's it like just having all this attention?
It's crazy. Doesn't really seem real because when we go into school and stuff, it's not like people like, I mean, some people like, oh, you're in the band, right?
Yeah.
But no one's like, you're in Where's Jai?
That's crazy,
bro. It's like, we're not. I don't know. It seems like we're big when we're doing gigs and stuff, but then go back to other stuff and it's like, it's just normal. I don't know. Kind of strange.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like we've still got a bit of growing to do as a band, but even now there's like pinch yourself moments, because like this time last year we were only really just do it, like sort of stepping outside of school assemblies and open mic nights and stuff.
So
it's it's been a rapid I forgot what the word was, but yeah.
Increase.
I understand you formed an intermediate school.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, we went to a school that did years 7 to 10, unlike other schools. So 4 very solid years of getting to know each other, but we were all through that band program at school. We were all in bands together for the first couple of years. So like, it was kind of like a mix and match. Like, I was in a band with Grace, our vocalist, and then Michael was in a band with Jai, the other guitarist, and it kind of flipped around a little bit. And then towards the end of our time at school, it was my second to last year and everyone else's last year, we were all put together, basically. We were all picked from those different bands and put together. And
by a band mentor
at
our school.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just for Rockquest as well, pretty much.
Damn.
Mm. Yeah, that's the one. We were put together, a month before Rockquest?
Yeah.
So we had, it was quite a, thrown in the deep end in a way, because we had all just been in cover bands, so it was basically you have a month to write an original song, Rockquest, and then we got through the next round, and then we had 2 weeks to write another song, so it was a lot of getting to know each other very quickly.
Sound-wise, what were some of the things that you guys grew up listening to? The influence of the band, was it straightforward, or was this quite a process for you guys?
I think it's changed a bit over the years as we've grown as music listeners, not just musicians. My background's always been rock and all the many sub-genres of rock, like Foo Fighters and Dire Straits, and then some of the like Australian bands and New Zealand bands when we started to get to know them a little bit more, like who's some that we can rattle off?
Marco Road.
Yeah, Marco Road, Ocean Alley.
Rattlers.
Yeah, cool. The Rattlers are cruel. Cruel, sorry. The Grogans and Teenage Dads are some of my personal favourites as well. Yeah, so it's kind of, who are you, some earlier influences?
When I was growing up, I don't know, I didn't come from a very musical family, actually, which is kind of weird. Kind of grew up, I remember listening to a lot of, like, Ed Sheeran and dubstep, I don't know, just random stuff.
The classics, eh? Yeah. The classics.
Yeah, classic 2014 songs.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been really getting into, like, old music, because I just hadn't really been exposed to that stuff. Marvin Gaye, Pink Floyd, like, those are just different genres. Yeah.
Yeah, and the good thing about all of us is we all have different, yeah, we all have different tastes. So nowadays, I'm listening to a lot of British rock at the moment, bands like Royal Blood and Nothing But Thieves, all those heavier rock bands. So having a combination of that and then some of the older stuff, and then other guys are in some newer things, so it's all come together and informed what we consider to be quite different music. Each song we like each song to be different, so
yeah, we definitely try to not constrict ourselves to certain genres.
Definitely.
Yeah, man, that's super important too. And I'm guessing as a younger band, who knows what you might evolve into, and that's probably the most exciting part for you guys, would you say?
Yes. Yeah. Like, still finding our sound for sure.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. And you can even compare, like, our very first release song compared to, you know, this new stuff that we've just put out. It's
vastly different.
Very different, yeah. It's all just a matter of growing. We're all really proud of what we've done.
Yeah, I'd say even our stuff now that we just released on our EP, the new songs that we've made after that are already very different to those songs.
Something, say something to me.
Avenues came out recently, and I'm going to pull up the date. Avenues came out at the beginning of April.
Yep.
What a great EP. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Tell me about the process of writing it, creating it, I guess the lead up to its release.
Well, it's kind of a combination of about 2 years of songwriting, really. It's kind of acted as like a, in my mind at least, like a greatest hits of what we've done over the last couple of years. Yeah. Greatest hits of unreleased music, but it's like we were saying before, it's all different stuff. So we kind of took, there's a more rockier song, slower song, faster song. It's all kind of different.
Yeah, like Pull Me In, which is kind of the song that's doing the best from the EP, actually.
People are catching on. Yeah.
That was like one of the first songs we ever wrote as a band, which was crazy.
And we kind of brushed it off and was like, oh yeah, it's all right. We've done better, and then we did it, and now it's become the biggest one so far, which is really cool to see.
We weren't planning to record it.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. Yeah. So yeah, here we are. And then there's, what else is there? There's Stuck in Time, which is kind of a more musically like instrument-based song. There's a bass, like a slap pop solo, which is cool, and there's a massive guitar solo from Michael, and so there's that compared to Pull Me In. It's like it's already quite, you know, varied. And then
there's also the bonus track at the end, which we recorded ourselves.
Mm.
That was kind of a last-minute decision as well.
So that one's a bit longer, and it's no drums or percussion, anything. It's just guitar and vocals, which again, different from everything else. Yeah.
Was it just a demo track? I've got the EP up here. It's, Mentions was just a demo track. Yeah. Could we see that finished at some point, potentially? It is quite a nice track too, though.
I kind of like it raw. But maybe.
Yeah. We wanted a nice sort of, I guess, calm ending. Everything else is quite, it sounds, it's very big and quite well produced and everything. So having that quieter, more raw feeling towards the end was a nice contrast to everything that came before it, I'd say.
What do you guys want to accomplish in 2024? I mean, you guys have already accomplished so much already. But
headline shot Wembley Stadium would be pretty cool.
Potentially make it.
It's just about having fun for us. Just keep writing, hopefully another release or two and more shows.
Definitely more recording. We want to try get as much recording done as possible. Just release some music.
We've got a nice stockpile of music ready to get into the studio and get done. And we'd also love to start playing shows outside of Auckland as well. We've had some traction recently from other areas in the North Island and South Island, so it'd be good to nosy down that way and put on a show.
Yeah, tour would be insane. I don't know if that would happen this year, but if not this year, then definitely next year.
Definitely an option, yeah.
Big me to Elliot and Michael from Where's Jai. If you're free this Friday, the 10th of May, you can catch them playing alongside Echo Park at Big Fan. Or, alternatively, if you're free on the 24th of... Something's playing on my phone. I have it up here. If you're free on the 24th of May, that is another Friday as well, they'll be playing alongside Double Parked and River, an Avenues release show. Make sure you don't miss it. Tickets from under the radar for that one. And if you have just missed the interview you've heard just now with Elliot and Michael from Where's Jai, you can listen to it on the 95BFM website under BCasts.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/BCasts.